podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
He didn't ask us to change his name, so I'm not going to. His name is Sean. And I thought this, the timing of this is perfect. So many kids, I'm getting all the graduation announcements now, the gift grab stuff.
Hitting you up. Uncle Dom.
Yeah, people I don't even really
even know you.
People I don't even know. It's like, oh, wait a minute, you're my ninth cousin? Is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. But no, with graduation going on and people getting ready to send their kids off to college, there's also people like Sean who's getting ready to send a child off to their senior year of high school. So they got one more year to go. Listen to this. Dom, I'm a single dad raising my daughter by myself. She'll be starting her senior year of high school in August. Has always been very artistic. She likes to sing. She's been in dance class for years, and she loves to perform. With many of her older friends graduating this year, we had a talk last week about what many of them were doing with their lives. One of her best friends is going to college to study acting, and now my daughter is convinced this is her path, too. Dom, do you know how many young people actually make a living with acting? Yes, Sean, actually, I do know the stats on that. She's so bright and so outgoing. I know she could be successful with almost any career path she chose. Acting is such a one in a million chance. So this puts me in a tough spot. I like the way he words this. I have no desire to crush her dreams, but I really want her to pursue something with a more realistic chance of success. I know the lure of the bright lights of Hollywood have blinded a lot of kids over the years, and now it looks like they've caught my little girl, too. How do most parents handle this? Sean.
Poor Sean.
What a position. His daughter's like, I'm going to go be an actor.
I posted on Facebook, and the first reply on there was like, she's got to follow her dreams. Let her shoot for the stars.
So that she's living in your basement when she's 34.
There is that. Shoot for your dreams, but you can't really make a living at it. A very good living. I will say, though, that I feel like in this day and age, there's more outlets for actors and people that want to do acting.
Like what?
Well, there's how many millions of TV channels do we have? That is content to fill. So I think there's a lot of opportunities out there, not just big Hollywood movies, but I mean, even make it being a YouTube star even.
Well, I'm all about encouraging young people's dreams, obviously, but at the same time, our country doesn't need 25 million actors.
Right. On the other hand, that's a hard road to sew.
It's really difficult. I
wanted to do that.
Walk into any Applebee's, and talk to your server.
I'm an actor.
I was in college. I was going to be an actor. Yeah. Obviously it can happen for some, but how do you handle your single dad or a single mom? Well, take the single part out. You're a parent. And your kid comes to you and says, I want to do this, in the arts. And you're like, well, okay, that's honorable and that's cool. Do you temper it somehow? How do you do it without shattering their dreams?
Mm-hmm. You have to have a heart-to-heart with them, I think. You're like, listen, I've had experience here. You can't make money.
Because so far, all they've known is that everything's paid for in their life.
Right.
Right? They don't. Look, honestly, 98% of kids have no concept of what it takes to live, right? They just don't know. They wake up in the morning, there's a roof, there's food, there's a car, there's everything they need. So they don't really understand.
Mm-hmm. So then again, there's improv places all over downtown that you can get a job to, So it doesn't have to be Hollywood again.
Here's our number, 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. I'm guessing that this strikes a nerve, and it could be any kind of nerve, from the people who are like screaming, well, of course she should go pursue her dream, or the people who say, of course the dad should talk to her and get her straightened out. How do you feel? 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. Call us right now. We'll do a 5 calls, says it all. And if you get a busy signal, please hang up and call back until you get through, because we'd love to hear what you have to say about this. 70s today with sunshine and then a chance of storms in the afternoon. Same forecast for tomorrow. So sunny early, storms late. It's 45 at Mix 100.3. Forecast brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy at Mix 100.3. This note that we received from a listener named Sean, I have a feeling so many of our listeners who are parents have been down this road before. His daughter, very sharp young lady, about to start her senior year in high school, and because some of her friends are going off to college to study acting, and his daughter loves to perform, she now says that's her path. She's going to be an actor. And he's like, I don't want to crush her dream, but really, that is such a one in a million chance of being able to do well at that. He goes, How do you talk to them without crushing their dreams and their spirit? It's interesting. Here's Drew. Hello, Drew. Welcome to the show.
How you guys doing today?
So what are you going to say to Sean?
Well, I would tell him, you know, just let her follow her dream, because my parents let me follow my dream of becoming an actor, but then I realized how much work it is.
You got to memorize lines. What?
Exactly. You have auditions to go to. You have training. You have classes. You have all these other things. And once you realize that, you kind of realize, hey, this may not be the path for me. You know, as long as my parents are supportive of what I'm doing.
I get all of that support stuff, but going to college, Drew, is expensive.
Yeah.
You know, so what that are you saying? I know that she's going to change her mind and she's going to learn, so this will be a nice $40,000 lesson?
Well, make sure that she's taking those classes that are kind of gen ed classes.
Your math and history.
Sure.
Exactly.
Your
when you get that stuff and say, hey, in a few years, if you want to be an actress again, you know, go for it.
There you go.
Drew,
thank you for being on the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys. You guys have a great day.
Well, you too, man. You as well. I think Drew should have been an actor.
He
could have been an actor.
Sounds sleepy.
Here's Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
What's your two cents?
Well, I think that you could kind of have the best of both worlds. There's a lot of schools nowadays that you can double major pretty easily. So I would say look into those schools and try and help her find one of those that would work out well and pick a second major to be a backup plan so that she can follow her passion. But if it doesn't work out, she'll have something else that's a solid degree.
You can do a minor, too. You don't have to go all the way and do a whole other major.
Well, yeah, you could. But, you know, you've also got that thing. If she's going off with her mindset that I'm going to be an actor, is she going to be paying enough attention, you know, Kathleen, to do a double major? In other words, would she really put the work into the one that's actually going to pay the bills?
Well, and I think that that's, you know, depends on which one she picks. Most people don't have just one passion. They have stuff that they're interested in different areas. And
that's true.
Have her pick something else she
can do.
She
can do a second one in art history, Dom.
Shut up, Jeremy. Kathleen, have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you for being on the show. Here comes the emails.
The art history majors.
All the art history majors are now going to sound off.
I work at a museum.
Here's Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how you doing?
We're swell. What do you got?
Well, our daughter wants to go to college and become a guitar builder, a luthier. And we're like, what, really? Going to make a living on that? Well, you know, one of her boyfriends played guitar, so she was going to make guitars for a living. So, you know, you can't make a living like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we made her have a second major.
Yeah.
But then, of course, she took one class, made one guitar, which is a really good guitar, but then she said, well, that's way too much work.
Besides,
no, I'm not doing that anymore. So, but you know, it added another year to college. But she's just coming here to
odd thing to choose, though. I want to make guitars
because her boyfriend played guitar. And what'd you say it's called again? You're a what?
A luthier.
A luthier. A loser.
Yeah, when you make guitars.
A luthier. No. A luthier. Yeah. I never heard of that.
Luthier.
Oh, Lucy.
Yeah, I guess you know Red Rocks is like one of the best fine woodworking schools in the nation.
Well, you know, somebody's got to make guitars, right?
Yeah, someone's got to make them. She had a name for her company and everything.
What was the name? I got to know.
L-E-G.
Which is?
So her name is Ellie, and her last name starts with G.
It would be guitars. Yeah, Ellie Guitars.
Yeah, that's all right.
L-E-G.
I wish
she'd
work like strumming in there, strumming along or something.
Yeah, she had a plan, but she realized quickly. Like one a year wouldn't make a very good living.
No, probably not.
I'm glad you
do a good guitar.
Tina, thank you. I've never heard that before, so thank you for enlightening me.
Okay, have a good day.
You as well. See you later.
Pick your ear.
Here's strumming. What'd you say?
Strumming along.
Mother strummer. I don't know. Here's Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
All right, so what do you want to add to this?
Well, my daughter just graduated high school this year, and she wanted to be a musical theater person. And the way we tempered it is we got her to go into theater education because she loves the theater. And so she's going to major in theater education, but she's going to pursue local theater here to get experience. So she'll have a major that she can work with and still be able to get experience in the theater.
That's a great idea. Teach it or do it.
All right.
That's cool.
Good for you, Rebecca. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being on the show. Here's time for one more. It's Jody. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Dawn and Jeremy. How are you?
We're great. So do you know about what we're talking about here? Do you have some experience with this?
I'm doing it right now. I have an 18-year-old daughter that's attending college. She's been acting and performing since she was little. And she went to the Denver School of the Arts for 4 years. Yeah. And she loved it. And so I told her the only way she could do it, because she had to audition. These schools don't just take you. You have to audition to get into a lot of them, mm-hmm. the good ones. And she auditioned for 8 schools. She picked the one she wanted, but it had to be a 4-year college. A lot of them are conservatories. I told her she had to get a 4-year degree, a well-rounded degree, and that's what she's going to have. And when she's done, she'll be able to teach if she wants. She could public speak. She can do all sorts of things. It's amazing what you can do with this kind of a degree.
That's smart.
And I think School of the Arts here locally is a great school, too. Yeah. So listen, thank you for being on the show, Jody.
Thanks. So I've been listening for 20-plus years. It's the first time I called in.
Holy cow.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Well, that means the world to me. Thank you for listening for so long.
Well, I love my daughter, and I feel very strong about what she's doing. And
good for you.
But I agree with the dad. You've got to make sure they're a very motivated kid, or it's not worth your time.
Make sure there's a plan, right?
And your money.
Boy, I have money.
I'm glad you called. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for listening for so long. You know, I don't want to anger a friend of mine, but I have a friend of mine whose daughter was really into dance, really wanted to go to dance. Yeah. And she ended up sending her daughter out to not college, but high school, a private boarding school out in Southern California to study dance. And I know it was remarkably expensive.
Then she twisted an ankle.
And and I don't think she's dancing today.
She's not a dancer.
I don't think so.
That's
so
too bad.
You know, there's that whole thing. You know, parents want to be supportive. It's like, yes, it's what you want to do. I want to support you because I love you. And then deep down you're going, are they gonna make a living at this? Are they really gonna do this?
I like what a lot of people said. Have something to fall back on.
Yeah.
And has there been a 17-year-old though that said, I want to be an accountant? I mean,
why'd you have to use that voice?
It's more like this.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.